Publishing your podcast. Once you've recorded your podcast, edited it, and saved it as an MP3, it's time to publish it to a podcast hosting site so that your willing public can listen to your efforts. Podcast hosting. In order to store your podcast episodes and deliver them through an RSS feed, you need a special podcast hosting space. This allows you to upload your podcast episodes, put a little intro text alongside them, and then publish them for all to hear. Once published, the podcast hosting site will organize the RSS feed and make sure anyone can subscribe to your podcast if they so choose. There are a few options for podcast hosting sites, but I'm going to talk about the process you'll follow when using the podcast host. The podcast host is an easy-to-use system and is based on the WordPress framework. Many podcasting sites use WordPress as a base, so the process I cover will be very similar to other podcasting sites out there. Obviously, it's up to you who you go with, though, and there are quite a few alternatives that you'll find easily online. Whichever you choose, you'll be asked to create an account, after which you'll have the site set up for you. Creating a podcast episode page. Once your podcasting space is set up, it's time to post a podcast to that space. Podcasting works in a similar way to blogging. You create a page, commonly called a post, which contains some text and a link to your podcast. The text is quite important, as it forms a guide to the podcast episode and entices people in to listen to it. Here are some good things to include on a podcast episode page. Write an introduction to the podcast, offering a brief summary of the subject. Include a time schedule of the show, including when each section starts, so the listener can quickly fast forward through if they want to hear a particular section. Include a request for feedback, either through comments or email. On the podcast host, the Create a New Episode page, click Podcast on the left-hand menu, and then Add New. Enter your title into the uppermost box, and then the podcast episode description in the larger editing box below. Once you've written your post, it's time to upload the audio file itself. Uploading your audio file. On the podcast host, the process is very simple. Look below the description box to find the podcast details. To upload the audio file, click Upload File. Next, you'll be asked to find your audio file. Click the Select Files button in the middle and find the file on your computer. It will now upload the file to the podcasting site. Once the episode is uploaded, enter a descriptive title, a short description, just for your own reference. Then click Insert into Post. You'll now see the podcast episode details shown in the episode details box, such as the URL, time, and size. Now, that's all you need to do. The audio file is attached to the episode and ready to go. Once you've checked everything over, click Publish to finish the process. You now have a live podcast. You can view the episode page now by clicking the View Podcast link at the top of the page above the title. You'll find that a player link has been automatically added so that people can play your episode right from the page. They can also download it or subscribe to it into iTunes, all the things we talked about in listening to the podcast section earlier in the book. Now, all that's left to do is to let people know and get them listening.